The Osgood File, sponsored by Cassidy Turley. Discover clarity in commercial real estate services. Discover the value of market intelligence. Discover Cassidy Turley. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. Hospitals around the country are busy getting ready for the 30 million Americans who will be insured for the first time under health care reform, and who could potentially have a lifetime of medical issues that need fixing. And that could bring the country up to the edge of its latest cliff.
You've heard of the fiscal cliff. I think we're on the edge of a healthcare cliff.
More after this from Charlie. It turns out that just as healthcare reform is about to kick in, an entire generation of doctors is about to check out. One-third of all the doctors in the U.S. plan to hang it up in the next 10 years.
That's almost a quarter of a million physicians that will leave the workforce.
Dr. Bruce Keppen is the founding dean of the new medical school at Quinnipiac University. He takes over at a time when retirements are expected to lead to a shortage of about 130,000 doctors by the year 2025 in this country. And since the worst shortage is expected to be in primary care, the doctors who most people go to first when they're sick, that's what Quinnipiac's medical school intends to focus on. For student Eva Amenta, it's a dream come true.
I can't really remember a time that I didn't want to be a physician and I wasn't pursuing medicine.
And to draw people away from the specialties and into primary care, which doesn't tend to pay as much, Quinnipiac is offering fellowships to students like Timothy O'Rourke, who says he's more than happy to work where the greatest need is.
We need to take into consideration the country as a whole and the huge gap that there will be in primary care specifically.
Fortunately, for aging baby boomers, whose need for medical care can only increase, a lot of medical students feel the same way. Quinnipiac received 2,000 applications for its first class. Unfortunately, it has exactly 60 slots. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.